Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
At one point, I think I saw Cole in some Texas A&M football pants, like going back to his old Auburn days of playing center. Him and Jordan Rogers were demonstrating something, so he popped on the pants. I think he's quite a bit thinner than he was back in his Auburn playing days on that line. But and then at one point, I saw another video of him doing ballet. So they had a pretty big weekend.
Is that true, Cole? You were doing ballet?
I don't know what to call it, but I was trying to replicate maybe what someone who does ballet does, and that's the way it came across. But hey, how many times do you guys cover a game and an offensive lineman has performed at their city's ballet? I mean, that was pretty unique, so I figured it was a pretty special occasion, so I got to go all out and try to help him out.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think you would play offensive line now, though.
Well, if I played for Northwestern State, I would.
Yeah, you wore a different size pants in your game on Thursday night, demonstrating the snap in the center. That's a different size than you used to wear when you played on that line at Auburn.
That was a little large, Don. Really? I was like really impressed that they handed those pants to me, and I was like, there's going to be a lot falling out of those that you guys are not going to be interested in, but we'll try it. And so, yeah, I got into them, a size large. I mean, I don't think I owned anything under a double X when I was in college. So I felt pretty good about that.
Hey, Cole, one thing I learned this weekend, the opening weekend for the SEC and college football in general, is that the SEC West is pretty good at football.
Absolutely. I think they're the only undefeated division left in Power 5 football. And obviously, you go 4-0 against Power 5 opponents. You go 2-0 against top 10 opponents. Yeah. So just a really impressive weekend. I think some fly under the radar a little bit, not just in the West. Like, I think the Vanderbilt win flies under the radar. That was a really nice win for them. But the Ole Miss win's huge. And people can say Texas Tech doesn't play defense, not a good team. You go to Houston, you play a Power 5 opponent in their home state, you beat them by 20, and your offense looks maybe better than we thought they were going to look, which is tough to do. Running game looked pretty good. Obviously, DK Metcalf, A.J. Brown looks exceptional. I think Jordan Te'amu had a wonderful football game, and the defense got stops when they needed to. That defense isn't going to be good across the course of the season, but they made stops when they had to. Alabama completely dominant against a superior Louisville team. Louisville's not a good football team, and that's all right, but Alabama handled them the way that they should. And Auburn probably had the most impressive win of the weekend. Now, I think the Auburn win is probably being overshadowed a little bit because it was such a competitive game, and LSU dominated Miami the way it did. Alabama dominated Louisville. Ole Miss essentially dominates Texas Tech, but that Auburn win's huge. Don't lose sight of how big of a win that was. A lot of people didn't think they would get it. Washington came in ranked higher than they were, and that's a team that's probably going to win the Pac-12 still. So, gigantic win for the Tigers and just a big weekend for the SEC West.
I like the question you got from a guy named Greg on Twitter. Of the big wins this weekend, what should fans be most concerned about? And your answer I loved, playing against the Ole Miss offense and playing against the LSU defense.
Yeah.
And what's funny about that is that particular matchup right there may be my most exciting matchup of the season, because I think LSU has the best secondary in college football, and we saw their front four is pretty good too. Their front seven is pretty good. Devin White's the best inside linebacker in the SEC. But those wide receivers for Ole Miss going up against the DBs for LSU, that's going to be a fun matchup to watch. But if Caleb Von Chaison doesn't bounce back for LSU, that will hurt that defense. But I mean, you saw Brendan Fajoco, the Texas Tech transfer, Rashard Lawrence up front. They're big. They're physical. They can penetrate. They can disrupt. They have two sideline-to-sideline linebackers that are as good as anybody in the country. And that secondary, with Cam Fulton back in that secondary, I mean, they have two legit lockdown first-round corners. And not many teams in college football can say that. Not even Bama can say that this year. So that's going to be fun to watch. The LSU defense is going to keep them in most games they play. The Ole Miss offense has a chance to keep them in most games they play. I mean, you look at I mean, DK Metcalf is a tight end playing wide receiver. The guy's 6'4", like 220, 230, and has a phenomenal wingspan. A.J. Brown is like an H-back playing wide receiver. DeMarcus Lodge is a legit deep threat. Dawson Knox looks good at tight end. And now maybe they have a legit running back. If Ole Miss has a legit running back and a decent running game, because Tayamu's going to add to that with his legs, they're a matchup problem for everybody they play. I don't care what your personnel is. They are a matchup problem for every team that they play. So both of those units, very scary for teams down the schedule.
Let's hop over and talk a little bit of Tennessee, because which I did see when you were talking about the SEC West, and people were like, oh, Tennessee lost, to which you responded, hashtag geography. It's hard sometimes. But Tennessee, I think what surprised me the most about this Tennessee team was how much that offensive line struggled. And I know that's your expertise. So you take out Trey Smith, and I thought that line was not good at all. Garantano running for his life. What was the issue there? Because I knew it would take some time, but I did not expect them to struggle. How much of that, as much as they did, how much of it was West Virginia? How much of it is Tennessee is just going to struggle there?
I'm so proud of my little Auburn graduate sideline reporter, John Davenport, for being so well-versed in the offensive line. And you're absolutely right. You're spot on. Trey Smith played well. Trey Smith didn't play great. I've seen him play much better ball than he did, but that's understandable considering he hasn't been in pads playing football, working on his craft very much since the last season ended. But he was not bad by any stretch of the imagination. The rest of the Tennessee offensive line was bad, and there were countless problems, be it blown assignments, be it lack of effort, be it poor fundamentals. I mean, you name it, and you got it on almost every play. I thought Brandon Kennedy was going to be a big upgrade at center, and he just didn't have a good game. And he was going against a zero nose guard, which is a defensive lineman lined up head up on the center, and he's shooting A-gaps, one or the other, and it was a problem. They had trouble handling it. But you mentioned Jared Garantano. He was actually one thing I came away with as impressed in that game. He showed off a very accurate arm. He showed off a big, strong arm. And I thought he stood in the pocket and handled himself the way that he needed to. I mean, he took some big hits, but he knew he was going to get hit, and he still delivered some good passes. Jared Garantano showed me that they can build that offense around him. Now, is he going to have much protection this year? No. Is he going to have a balanced rushing attack? Probably not, even though I did think some of the Tennessee backs did some nice things as well. But the offensive line was fairly miserable for the Vols on Saturday afternoon against West Virginia.
So is Tennessee about where you thought they were, or do you think that they've got a lot further to go?
No, I didn't think that they were going to be very good this year. I didn't think they'd go to a bowl, so they're about exactly where I expected them to be.
Yeah.
But Jerry Pruitt's going to get it right. Don't get it twisted. I like the hire. Pruitt's solid, great staff, understands how to recruit. He can run a program. He's got a great resume. Trust me, Jeremy Pruitt will get that thing right, but they just don't have the bodies to really be competitive week in and week out this year. And, by the way, don't forget this. West Virginia's a really good football team.
Yep.
Not just offense. They're a good football team. So they have three NFL receivers and an NFL quarterback, maybe the first quarterback taken in next year's draft. So they're a very good football team.
Real quick on the way out, how good is Tua? Good Lord.
He's special. You know, it's just to see a quarterback that's as quick twitch as he is, that can just move his body as quickly, change directions as quickly as he can, get rid of the football as quickly as he can, decide to tuck it and run as quickly as he can. That's what I think separates him from a lot of other guys that we've seen that have similar skill sets. Add an elite accuracy to that. I mean, when he's throwing slants, it's boom, it's right on the numbers. He's throwing deep balls, and they're right on point. So scary to see him surrounded by as much talent as they have, because their offensive line is going to be good. They're loaded with receivers. They have more running backs than they can ever give a fair amount of carries to. They have good tight ends. Good luck stopping Alabama this year is all I can say. You better hope that they come ill prepared to make a bunch of mistakes.
Yeah, we decided earlier, based on your tweet, we're just going to put Ole Miss's offense and LSU's defense together and then maybe make a run at Alabama.
Bama would be favored by 10 on the road.
I love it. Hey, Cole, thanks for the time, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.